Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsorded in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
And now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Peites, which begins with a Mishnah before and Daf Peches. The Mishnah discusses the following halachas as far as Mideis and Mishkoles are concerned. And our Mishnah teaches us that there is a halacha to be Mekaneach Mideisav and to Yamachem Mishkolesav. And how often one is mechuyev to be mekaneach midoisav and to yamachem mishkoleisav. And our Gemara goes on to bring other halachas as far as midos and mishkolos are concerned. Now, as far as the makar of these halachas, we find three pesukim. The first pasuk is this that our Gemara brings down in our base, the pasuk in Vayikra Yotes Amid Hei. That the pasuk says, Oysasu avo b'mishpat b'mida b'mishko uv'mesura. Which, as our Gemara goes on to explain, the pasuk means to say, "Loisasu avo b'mishpa b'mida b'mida zumedides karka shoyim deid le'achavi meisachama le'achavi meisach shamim b'mishko shoyat min mishkoloisa b'melach b'mesura shoyartiach." Which, as the Rambam in Perek Zayin Milochas Gneva Lachalef says, "Hashiko chaveir b'mishkolas chaseris mina mishko sheskimu ola b'neiris ha'medina." Which, as we find in our Gemara, not only is there an Isser to be Shriko, the Mishkoles Chaseiris Min HaMishko, or to be Meided B'mida Chaseir Min HaMida, but even to be Shaya Mida Chaseir or Yaseir B'Seich Beisei is Aser. As our Gemara says, Amar V'Yudah Merav Aser L'Adam Sheyesh HaMida Chaseir or Yaseir B'Seich Beisei V'Afilu Hi Ovid Shomei Meragoyim. Which is based on the pasuk in Devarim in Chaf Hei Yigimel, Oyiel Chavichischa Evan Va'Aven Gedilo Ktana, which teaches us that there is an Isra to be Shaya, Amida Chaseira, a Yaseira B'Seich Beisai. The next makar is the pasuk in Vayikra Yates Hamavav, that besides for the lav of Oysasu Avo Ba'Mishpat, there is a mitzvah Saseh as well. And the pasuk says, Moizne Tzedek, Avne Tzedek, Eifa Sedek Vehin Sedek Yelachem. Which, as the Rambam says in Perkhes Hoch Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Le Tzadek Hamoiznaim Vamishkoas Vamides Yafe Yafe. Uadaktik Becheshboinam Beshaas Asiasan. Shinema Moizne Tzadek Avne Tzadek Eifa Sedek Vehin Sedek Yelachem. In the Gemara Bava Metzia, we find that the Gemara asks the following Kasha. Omer Le Yavye Merle Ravashi Lav De Kosav Achmona Vamishkoas Vamali. Which, as our Gemara explains, is learned out from this how the pasuk says, "Oysasu b'mida b'mishkal," that the mishkal is coming to teach us shoyat b'mishkaloisa b'melach. On this, Rav Yemer goes on to ask, "Haynu gezel mal yehu," and therefore, why is it necessary for the pasuk to mechadish that there is an iser to toymin mishkaloisa b'melach? The Gemara answers by saying, "Laver olav mishas asiya." Rashi explains Mishas Asiya, Mishas Hatmona Vafilu Leishokol Behen. And since the Pasuk is coming to Mechadish, the one is Oyver Mishas Asiya Vafilu Leishokol Behen, for that reason, it is not included in the Lav of Leisignav. So again, the Gemara Bava Metzia explains that the Pasuk of Leisasu Avo Bamishpat is coming to Mechadish, that not only is there an Isser to be Sheikah with improper Mideis and Mishkoles, but there is an Isser to make such Mideis and Mishkoles as well. And one is Oyver Mishas Asiya. In our Gemara we find, for our Gemara explains this, that the Pasuk says, Oysasu Ovo Bamishpa Bamida Bamishko Bamesura. Bamesura is coming to teach us. Shaloyar Siach. Rosh Bam explains, Shaloyar Siach, Shayishpay Chameich Rasayayim Bechizek Magbiel Esreich Mishurasi Shalikeach, Nisha'ila Katzef, Vinira Kimole. The Gemara goes on to say, "Bekava chaymer uma mesura sheyecha meshoishem veshisha b'vol kikpido of teira, kava chaymer lehin v'chatzi hin, and all the other shurim that are larger than echa meshoishem veshisha b'vol." In Tesis we find that Tesis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks, "Vim teimer pshita the gazel gomerhu, v'teipa kolemi shomoy sigzo." And therefore, why is necessary the pasuk to mechadish that there is an iser? Avoisasu avo b'mishpat v'mesura, which teaches us shoyasiach, v'chir is pasha that there is an iser shoyasiach since it is considered gazel gomer. In the Marsha we find that the Marsha asks the following kasha on Tesis. The Marsha asks, why didn't Tesis ask his kasha? on the word before in the pasuk Loisasu Avo Bamishpa Bemida Bemishko, which from the word Bemishko we learn out Shoyat Bemishkolisa Bamalach, as he mentioned before. Tesis could have asked Bemtoimer Pshita the Gazel Gomerhu. So to explain Pshat and Tesis, Marsha says as follows, that from the word Bemishko, which from there we learn out Shoyat Bemishkolisa Bamalach Loi Kashuahu, the Psikaluk and the Farashas Namuaver of Mishas Asiya, which, as we mentioned before, is the Gemara of Metziah. That the Gemara of Metziah explains that the pasuk which comes to teach us Shiatman Mishkoleis Abamalach is coming to teach us that there is an Isser, the one is Oiver Mishas Asiya. Tesis's entire kash was only from the Alacha of Shoyar Siach. Tesis understood that as far as the Isser of Shoyar Siach, that Isser is referring to the actual Medida. And therefore Tesis asks him, Tamer Pshita de Gazal Gomerhu, the Tape of Klaim Yishomai Sigzal. Tesis goes on to say, Vishomer de Asa Kroes Chayiv Mishas Harsacha. In other words, Tesis explains that even as far as the Isser of Shoyar Siach, one is over the Isser of Shoyar Siach, even before the actual Medida. Now, as far as how to explain this, that the Marsha says that Tesis understood in his Havamina that there is a difference between Shoyar Siach and between the Isser of Shoyatu Mishkoleisa Bamelach, that only as far as Shoyatu Mishkoleisa Bamelach do we say that one is Oiver Mishas Asiyah. On the other hand, as far as the Isser of Shoyar Siach, one is only Oiver Mishas Medida, we find there of Gusman in his Sefer Kuntrasei Shirim. On Bava Metziah and Simon Chafei explains Pshat and Tesis as follows. Tesis understands that as far as being Tame Mishkaloisa Bamelach, he's being Mechaser the Mishkal itself. And since he's being Mechaser the Mishkal itself, for that reason he is over Bishas Asiyah. On the other hand, by Shoyar Siach, there is nothing wrong with the Mishkal. And there is nothing wrong with the actual Midah. But rather, there is just something wrong with the way he is being maided. And for that reason, that Isser should only apply to the actual Shas HaMedida. And for that reason, Tesis asks, V'tepekle mishum oisigzo. Tesis answers his kasha by saying that even as far as Shoyar Siach, when is over Mishas HaRasacha, even before Medida. In the Rambam, in Hochs Geneva, Parakhas Vachazayin, we find the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says in Taimnin as Hamishkolas Bamelach Chedei Shiv Chesu, Shoyar Siach Hamida Salach Beisha Moided, Tafil Hoisa Hamida Ktana Beyoser, Shoyatira Hekpida Amidas Bekolshu, Shnemer Uva Mesura, Vimida Ktana Echad Meshoisha Ushoishim Balog. From this, the Rambam says, Tafil Hoisa Hamida Ktana Beyoser, Shoyatira Hekpida Amidas Bekolshu. We find that the Beis Yosef and the Bach and Choshen Mishpat and Simon Reish Amad Aleph explain that the Rambam is referring to this when it's Chayiv even Bepaches Mishaver Prutza, which, as the Beis Yosef and the Bach explain, is the Makar of the Torah and Simon Reish Amad Aleph, that there is a Chiyuv of Oisasu Avol Ba Mishpat even Bepaches Mishaver Prutza, and so we find in the Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Non Ches. In other words, the Rambam explains this, Rav Gemara says, V'kabal chaymer ma'mesura shi'echen m'shoishim v'shisha b'log ekpida of Torah. Rav Gemara means to say that even though it is paches mishaver pruta, but still ekpida of Torah. And therefore, there is a kabal chaymer to any other midas, which are more than a shaver pruta. And the Rambam understands that the chiddush of Shoyar Siach was this itself, that there is an iser b'paches mishaver pruta. And for that reason, the Isser of Shoyar Siach is not included in the Isser of Oisigzo. From this, Tesis asks, Pshita, that there is an Isser of Shoyar Siach de Gazel Gomeru, and therefore, typically, Misham Oisigzo, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that the Isser of Shoyar Siach only applies to a Shavar Prutza. For that reason, it should be included in the Isser of Oisigzo. In other words, Tesis is Chiluk on the Shita of the Rambam, and Tesis understands that the Kepeda of the Torah al Amidas was only b'shaver pruta, not b'kol shehu. And so too we find as a shita of this mag in Lavin Kofnun Beis, that this mag says that as far as the Isra l'halais v'sicha, the Isra of l'halais v'sicha is only b'dover yakar sheshaver pruta. Now according to the shita of this mag and Tesis, who understand that the Isra of Shoyar Siach only applies to shaver pruta, not to pachas m'shaver pruta, this Rav Gemara says, "Ma mesura shi'echem mishoishem v'shisha b'lug hekpida of Torah, and etc. The Chiddush of Echa Meshoishim Reshisha Barogo Chayon has to explain, as we find in the Menachas Chen, in Mitzvah Reishon and Ches, that the Kavana of the Braise is that there will be a Havmina to say that since he's being Isa Derech Mekach Umemkar, we are not makbid on such a Shinoi in the Midah, even though it is a Shavar Fruta. And that is the Kavachemer Vargamor Mamasura Shiacha Meshoishim Reshisha Barog Ekpida of Teira, even though that is a derech mekach umemkar, kavachemet any other shinuim which are not a derech mekach umemkar. And so it's what we find in the Ritva of Metzil and Afsamachal from a base, that the Ritva answers Tesis's kasha, that the reason why it was necessary for the Pasik to mechadish that there is an Isser of Shoy Arsiach, and the Isser Shoy Arsiach is not included in the Isser of Oisignoiv, is because being Marsiach is Derech Mekach Umemkar, and for that reason it will be a Havamina that there is no such Isser of Shvei Arsiach, and therefore the Torah has to be Mechadish that even though it is Derech Mekach Umemkar, but still there is an Isser. So again, we have a tremendous Machoikis HaRishonim. If the Isser of Shinui Mishkaloisav Midoisav applies to Pachas Mishavaputa or not, the Rambam, Torah, and Chinuch understand that the Isser applies even to a Pachas Mishavar Pruta. On the other hand, Tesis and the Smag understand that the Isser only applies to a Shavar Pruta. And as Achrinim say, so too is the Shita of the Tesis HaRosh and Arsugya, Rabbeinu Yeruchim and Rabbeinu Mechayim, Parashas Kedoshim. In the Menachas Chinuch Mitzvah Reish and Ches, we find that the Menachas Chinuch asks the following to me on the Shita to understand that the Isser applies even to Pachas Mishavar Pruta. The Menachas Chinuch asks, if we are to say that the Isser of Oisasu Ovo Bamishpat is even referring to a Pachas Mishavar Pruta, if so, what is Pshat in this that the Gemara asks in Bava Metzia, as we mentioned before, Lav de Kasev Achmona Bamishkoa Slomali, Hainu Gezo Maoya? The Gemara only answers by saying, Laver Oav Misha Sasia. If one is even over the lavi pachas mishavar pruta, the Mar could have answered the kasha very simply by saying that the pasuk is coming to mechadish that there is an iser even be pachas mishavar pruta. And so too one has to understand what is pshat that as far as the lavi isasu avo b'mishpat, we say that the lavi isasu avo b'mishpat applies even to pachas mishavar pruta. If as far as all other isuri mamin, all other Isuri Mammon only apply to Shavar Pruta, which has a Chashivas of Mammon. So to explain Pshat in the Shitas, we find that Rav Gussman explains Pshat in the Shitas with the following Yesod. Rav Gussman explains this, that we find that according to the Shitas, there is an Isur even Bapachas from Shavar Pruta based on the Drasha of Vamasura, that from there we darshan Shoyar Siach, which as the Rambam and other Rishonim explain to mean that there is an Isser even with Pachas Mishavar Pruta. This, that there is an Isser with Pachas Mishavar Pruta, is because the Lav of Mishkolas has nothing to do with the fact that through his Shinoi of the Mishkol he's being Mechaser as Chaveroi. But rather the Lav of Mishkolas is an Isser mitzad hamoidin atzmai, that through him being Mishane the Mishkolas, he's being Isa in Ovel B'Mishpat, as we find in the Teres Koyanim and Parashas Kedoshim. On the Pasuk of Oisasu Ovo B'Mishpat, the Teres Koyanim says as follows, Oisasu Ovo B'Mishpat, Imudin, Kvar Adin Omar. Imkein Oma Nemo Oisasu Ovo B'Mishpat, B'Midav Masura, Melamed, Shamuidid, Nikra Dayin, Shemshiker B'Midah, Kori Ovo, Soni, Meshukat, Chayim V'Teyeva. In other words, just like by any Dayin, a Dayin is not allowed to Mishana Es Hadin, so to every Meidid is considered like a Dayin. As far as the Medida that he is making, he is considered like a Dayin. And if he is Mishana, the Din of Medida that he is making, he's being Oisen Ovel B'Mishpat. He is the Shofet, the Medida is the Mishpat, and with his Shinui, he's being Mishana B'Mishpat. And since the Iser Oisasu Ovel B'Mishpat has nothing to do with being Mechaser as Chaveroi, but rather it is because of the fact that through a Shinui in the Mishkol, he's being Ma'avel as HaMishpat, for that reason the Isser will apply even to a Pachas Mishavar Pruta. Only as far as being Mechaser as Chaveroi do we say that there is a Shear of Pruta since only by Shira Pruta is there a Chashivas of Mamon. But as far as Ivas HaMishpat is concerned, even Bepachas Mishara Pruta, he was Ma'aves as HaMishpat. The Medida was not carried out perfectly. And for that reason we find in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Milchus Gneva HaChaches, another Chiddush. The Rambam says, Echad HaNeisei V'Neisei Mishol, Oyim HaGoy, Oyved Kechavim, Imadad, Eishokel, Bechaser, Oyver, Beleisa, Seva, Chayav, Lachser. And so we find in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reishon and Ches, that the law of Mishkolas applies to a Goy as well. In the Menachas Chinuch, we find that the Menachas Chinuch asks, how can the Rambam say that the law of Mishkolas applies to a Goy as well? As we find in the Kesem Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, Milchus Gezeil, Achabes, the Kesem Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, Gezeilas Akum is only Midrabanan. If Gezeilas Akum is only Midrabanan, how can we say that the law of Mishkolas applies to a Goy min HaTorah? And so too one can ask according to the Rambam, how are we to understand Pshat in this, that the Gemara Bava Metzia asks, law of Mishkolas Lomali. According to the Rambam, one understands that the law of Lisigzal is not noyig by a Goy min HaTorah, and the Isser Gezeilas Akum is only an Isser Midrabanan, as the Kesem Mishnah explains. If so, one needs a law of Mishkolas Yimachadish, that there is an Isser of Mishkolas even by a Goy min HaTorah. So again, as far as how to explain this, that the Rambam understand that the law of Mishkolas applies to a Goy min HaTorah, even though as far as a Sigzo is concerned, the law of Gzeilo does not apply to a Goy min HaTorah. One can say, based on the previous Yisoid, that only as far as Gzeilo do we say that there is no Isser Gzeilo Sakom min HaTorah, since the Isser Gzeilo is an Isser Timachaser Es Chaveroi. And since the Isser is an Isser to Machaser as Chaveroi, for that reason the Isser only applies min HaTorah to Yisrael and not to a Goy. On the other hand, as far as the law of Mishkolas, that the law of Mishkolas has nothing to do with being Machaser as Chaveroi, but rather it is Halacha mitzad ha-Moedid Atzmai, that through the Moedid Atzmai being Mishana b'mido v'mishkol, he's being Ma'aves as HaMishpat, he is the Dayan who's being Dan, and with his being Mishana as HaMishkol, he's being ma'avis the mishpat, that halacha will apply to a case that he's being moided v'shoiko la'akum as well. Even if he's being moided v'shoiko la'akum, there is a mishpat taking place. And if he will be mishana the midah mishko, he'll be ma'avis as ha'mishpat. And for that reason, the iser will apply to a goy as well. Now getting back to the Gemara Bava Metzia. This, the Gemara Bava Metzia answers, that one needs the law of Mishkolas Yimachadish, that there is an Isser Mishas Asiyah. And as he mentioned before, the Menachas Chinuch asks, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, let the Gemara answer that one needs the law of Mishkolas Yimachadish, that there is an Isser Bepachas Mishavaprutza. One can answer Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam and the Tur by saying that according to the Havmina of the Gemara, that the Gemara and the Havmina understood that the law of Mishkolas only applies to the actual time that he's being shaken. At that point, the Gemara understood that the Isser Loisasu Avol Bamishpat is an Isser because he's being Mechaser as Chaveroi. Only once the Gemara is Mechadish, that the Lav Loisasu Avol is referring to Shas Asiya, was an Ischadish in the Gemara, that there is a new Isser Loisasu Avol Bamishpat which has nothing to do with being Mechaser as Chaveroi, but rather the Isser is an Isser being Ma'aves Es Hadin. Had the Isser only been an Isser because he's being Mechaser as Chaveroi, then the Isser would not apply to Shas Asiya. But Shas Asiya, he's not being Mechaser as Chaveroi. And therefore, if there is an Isser B'Shas Asiya, from there it is Mukhrach, that the Isser has nothing to do with being Mechaser as Chaveroi, but rather the Isser is an Isser being Ma'aves Es Hadin, which one has b'shas asiyas hamida v'amishkol as well. At the time of asiyas hamida v'amishkol, at that time he is also considered a dayan, and there is a mishpat taking place, and therefore with the shinui in the mida or mishkol, he's being ma'avis es hamishpat. And therefore in the teretz of the Gemara, in which it was in Schadish, a new understanding in the Isser v'isasu avo b'mida v'mishpat, only on Maskana do we say that the Isser applies to a Pachas Mishavar Pruta, and the Isser applies even to a Goy. This that Tosfos and the Smag argue, and Tosfos and the Smag and other Rishonim understand, that the Isser only applies to a Shavar Pruta, is a Chayr because Tosfos, the Smag and other Rishonim understand that the Isser Sasu Avo is an Isser being Mechaser as Chaveray. And even though we find that there is an Isser B'Shas Asiya, but the Isser of B'Shas Asiya is only because it will lead to being Mechaser as Chaveray. But the Isser is not because he's being Ma'aves as HaMishpat. And since the Isser is based on this, he's being Mechaser as Chaveray, or making something which will end up being Mechaser as Chaveray, for that reason the Isser only applies to a Shavapruta, since only a Shavapruta is considered a Chisaron. And so to a Chiro will come out that if we are to say that the Isser Gzeiros Akum is only an Isser Drabanan, so to as far as the Lav of Mishkolas, the Isser of the Lav of Mishkolas will not apply to a guy. Since again, according to these Rishonim, the Isser of the Lav of Mishkolas is an Isser being Mechaser as Chaveri, which only applies to a Yisrael and not to a guy. Now getting back to Tesis again, Tesis asks on our Gemara on this, that we darshan from Vamesurish Vayarasiach and Temer Pshita the Gezel Gomer over Tepik Vayimishamay Sigzel. As he mentioned before, the Marshal asks, why didn't Tesis ask his kasha on the halacha of Shoyatma Mishkalaisa Bamelech, which is learned out from the word before in the pasuk from Bamishkal? The Marshal answers by saying that as far as the halacha of Shoyatma Mishkalaisa Bamelech, one has the teretz of the Gemara of a Metziah, Laver all of Mishas Asiyah. On the other hand, as far as Shoyasiyach, Tesis understands that the Isser of Shoyasiyach applies to the actual medida, and for that reason, Tesis asks on the Isser of Shoyar Siach, the Tepe Kwe Mishomoy Sigzo. As we mentioned before, Al-Kharib Shat, in this, that Tesis differentiates between the Isser of Shoyatma Mishkoloisa Bamelach, and as far as the Isser of Shoyar Siach, is because by being Tame Mishkoloisa Bamelach, there is a Shinoi in the Asiyas Hamida Vamishko. He is changing the actual Mida Vamishko. On the other hand, by Shoyar Siach, he is not changing the actual Mida Mishko. Okay, based on this, as we said before, one can go a step further and say this, that Tesis understands, that as far as being Tame Mishkoloisa Bamelach, one is over Mishas Asiyah, is because by being Tame Mishkoloisa Bamelach, the reason why one is over Mishas Asiyah is because then he is considered as if he is being Ma'avis Es HaMishpat. Since he is changing the Mida Vamishko, for that reason it is considered an Ivos HaMishpat. On the other hand, Tesis understands that the Isser of Shoyar Siach has nothing to do with Ivos HaMishpat, and the Isser of Shoyar Siach is completely dependent upon this, that he is being Mechaser as Chaveray. And for that reason, Tesis asks, Tepa Kleimi Shomoy Sigzal. And as we mentioned before, even according to the Teretz of Tesis, one sees that Tesis understands that as far as the Isser of Shoyar Siach, the Isser of Shoyar Siach is based on this, that he's being Mechaser as Chaveray. And even though Tesis says in his Teretz, when is over Mishas Arsacha Af HaPish Adayin Moimodad, that is only because he's setting up a situation which will be Mechaser as Chaveray. But the Isser of Shoyar Siach is dependent upon this, that he will end up being Mechaser as Chaveray, and for that reason Tesis understands that the Isser of Shoyar Siach will only apply to Shavapruta, not to Pachas Mishavapruta. Based on this Mahalach Veshitas HaTesis will come out, that in the Lav of Mishkolas there are two separate Isurim. There is an Isser Mishas Asiyah, which is an Isser being Ma'avis Es HaMishpat, and then there is another Isser being Mechaser Es Chaveray. So again, according to this Mahalach, we have a seeming Machlokes HaRishayim as far as how to understand the Lav of Mishkolas. Is the Lav of Mishkolas dependent upon this, that he's being Mechaser as Chaveray, or the Lav of Mishkolas has nothing to do with being Mechaser as Chaveray, but rather the Lav of Mishkolas is only a Lav of being Ma'avis as HaMishpat. But Uchair from the Rambam one clearly sees that even according to the Rambam, the Lav of Mishkolas is a Lav of being Mechaser as Chaveray. As the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Me'ochas Geneva Lachabes, Afal Pishamoided, Oyashoiko, Choser, Goinev, Eine Misham Teshumi Kefel, El Mishalom Loi Hamida, Oy Hamishko, Vein Waken Al Avze, Yemeshu Chaye Betashumin. Now, if we are to say that the Lav has nothing to do with being Mechaser as Chaveray, and for that reason one is over the Lav Mishas Asiya, if so, there should be Malkus. And even if we are to say that in a case that he was Mechaser as Chaveray, that then he is Chayev B'Tashumin Midin Zela, For that reason, there is no Chiyur Malkus. But in a case he was Mechaser Schareyei Pachet Mishavei Pruta, that then there is no Chiyur Tashum, and he should be Chayav Malkus. And so to the Shvi Chiyur Malkus, B'Sha'as Asiya. If he made a Mishkol Chaser, he should be Chayav Malkus for making a Mishkol Chaser. And so to one Kimaira the following Ha'ora B'Shitas HaRambam. In the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Milchus Kenevo, when the Rambam discusses the Lav of Mishkolis, the Rambam explains the Lav of Mishkolis as follows: Hashikol Chaveir b'Mishkolis Chaseris v'na Mishkol Sheskimu Olav b'nei Oisa Medina. Hareza Oiver b'Oisa Seishenem Oisa Su'avo b'Mishpa b'Mida b'Mishkol u'b'Mesura. And the Rambam does not mention that there is an Isser of Asiyas Mishkolas Chaseiras. Only in the Rambam Parakhes, where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah Sasei. And the other halachas, the Rav Gemara says, for example, the Isser of Yatva Mishkolesa Bamelach and the Isser of Shchoyar Siach. Does the Rambam mention that there is an Isser to make Mishkolas Chaseiras? V'chir, those Yisurim belong in Perek Zayin, where the Rambam discusses the Lav. So from the Rambam, Ocher one clearly sees, as we find, that Rav Gorowitz explains in a Sefer on Feyerez, Genevo Gizela Perakimo and Afkimo, that the Rambam understands that there are two parts to the Lav. There is the actual Lav, of Oisasu Avol Bamishpat, and then there are other Yisurim which are Nidrash from the Lav. And as far as the other Yisurim which are Nidrash from the Lav, it is Pashat that there is no Malkus as far as those Yisurim. Only as far as the Lav itself is there a tzad that there should be Malkus. And therefore the Rambam in Perek Zayin is discussing the Lav itself. And the Lav itself is referring to someone who is Shriko b'mishkoles chaseres. And the Lav itself is not referring to Sha'as Asiya. Sha'as Asiya is only an Issa which is Nidrash from the Lav. And so too the other halachas that are mentioned in our Gemara, for example, Shoyat b'mishkoles ha'bamelach and Shoyar Siach, are just Yisurim that are Nidrash from the Lav, but are not included in the actual Lav. The actual Lav only refers to Sha'as HaMishkol, and the actual Lav is dependent upon this, that he was Mechaser as Chaveray. And for that reason, the Rambam goes on to say in Perek Zayin al Chaveis, that if someone was Shekel v'Chaveray b'Mishkol as Chaseres, the reason why he is not like it is because he is Chayav B'Tashlumin, since the actual Lav is referring to a case that someone was Shekel Chaveray b'Mishkolas Chaseres, and he was Shekel Chaveray with a Mishkol that was Chaser Shaver Pruta. And therefore, since one has a Chayav B'Tashlumin for that reason, he is not like it. And so too, he will not be over the Lav at the time of the actual Asiya, since again, that is only an Isser which is Nidrash from the Lav. Based on this, Mahalach will come out that as far as the actual Lav is concerned, the actual Lav is only referring to a Shavaputa, and the actual Lav is only referring to a case that he was Shriko b'Mishkolas Chaseres, and not just that he made Mishkolas Chaseres. Only as far as he Yisurim there are Nidrash from the Lav, that we were not Bedrasha from the Lav, do we say that there is an Isser which is Nidrash from the Lav, which applies to Pachas Mishavaputa. And so too there is an Isser which is Nidrash from the Lav, which applies to Sha'as Asiya, like we find in the Gemara of Metzia. Based on this that we mentioned before, it will come out that these two Yisurim, the Lav itself, and the Yisurim which are Nidrash from the Lav, are two different Yisaydes. The Lav itself is a Lav as far as being Mechaser as Chaveray, similar to Gzela. On the other hand, as far as the Yisurim which are Nidrash from the Lav, those Yisurim are Yisurim based on this, that he's being Ma'avis es HaMishpat. And for that reason, those Yisurim apply to Sha'as Asiya, and so too those Yisurim will apply even to a Pachas Mishavah Pruta. But again, as far as those Yisurim are concerned, it is Pashat that there is no Malkus, since those Yisurim are just Yisurim, they're Nidrash from the Lav. And on such Yisurim, there is no Malkus. That is Achira, what comes out, B'Shitas HaRambam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following halacha Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin sheimeichin b'makim shegeichin, v'ingeichin b'makim shemeichim, tamleimer eifa shleima. U'minayin shemam ha'reini meichik b'makim shegeichin v'livcho yisleim adamim, v'ingeide shemakim shemeichin u'hoisvei adamim shein sheimin lai, tamleimer eifa shleima v'tzedek yiyalach. Now as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says, minayin sheimeichin b'makim shegeichin, We find a tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam explains, Minayin shem moichkin b'makom shagoychin v'afil machil kaina, v'ngoychin b'makom shem moichkin v'afil machil moicher. In other words, in this halacha was in Schadesh that mechila does not help. And so too we find is mefurish in Tosefta and Perakei Halacha Dalet. That the Tosefta says, O yoymer loy mecholius akurtav hazeh, she'ein ha'amonas hamideis tuya b'viyusa. And so too we find that the Rizarua brings down a tzad b'shem ha'kamoinim, that even a t'nai will not work. And even by t'nai we will say, e'moichkim b'mokim shagoychim v'ngoychim b'mokim shemoichkim. On the other hand, Tosfos explains pshat in our Gemara with a different malach, and Tosfos explains, minayin she'moichkim b'mokim shagoychim shem hikna lo'y sachitin e'nirashay lo'y mo'y mechuke k'nesilach. From Tosfos it is mashma zachrin mar medayik that Tosfos understands that mechila will help. And our Gemara is referring to a case that there was no mechila. Had there been a mechila, the halacha will be the one can be meichik b'makom shagoydish and goydish b'makom shemeichik. Now, chayra to understand pshat in this machlokes. And to understand pshat in the machlokes that the Rizarua brings down, if a t'nai will help or not, l'chir the basis of this machlokes is dependent upon the previous shaila that we mentioned before. How are we to understand the isra being mishanes hamida? Do we understand that the isra being mishanes hamida is because someone is having a chesaron, or do we understand that the isra being mishanes hamida is not dependent upon this that someone is having a chesaron, but rather it is dependent upon this, that being Mishanes Hamida is considered being Ma'aves Es Hamishpat. If we are to understand that the Isra being Mishanes Hamida is dependent upon someone having a Chesaron, for that reason Tosfos understands that B'makom Mechila there is no such Isra. This is the Rashbam. And so too, as he mentioned before, we find in the Tosefta that Mechila will not help is Zocher based on this, that the Isra being Mishanes Hamida has nothing to do with someone else's Chesaron, but rather the Isra being Mishanes Hamida is because there is an Ivos HaMishpat taking place, and therefore Mechila will not help. In the Arama we find that the Arama says the following halacha, as far as this that we learn, say, Meichkin b'mokim shagoychin, v'ingoychin b'mokim shemeichkin, but t'nai will help, since we will say, kol t'nai shebemomen kayim. Okay, one has to understand pshat in the Arama. If we are to understand that the Isra being Mishanes Hamida is based on Chesaron, then even without Kol T'nai Shavah Momen Kayim, we should say that one is allowed to be Meichik V'mokim Shagoydish and Goydish V'mokim Shemeichik. As long as he agreed, there is no Chesaron taking place. And if we are to understand with the other tzad, that the Isra being Mishanes Hamida is an Isra of Ivos HaMishpat, then t'nai should not help either, and we should not be able to say kol t'nai shebemomen kayim, since it is no longer a davar shebemomen in which one can say kol t'nai shebemomen kayim. So from the Arama l'chir one sees the following chiddush, that the Isra being mishanes hamida is not because he's being mechaser es chaveroi, which is similar to the Isra of gzeila, but rather the Isra being mishanes hamida is because the Torah was matzo achiyav al ha-meicher to give the lekeach the proper midah. And there is a chiyav moment that the meicher has to the lekeach, that the meicher is mechuyav to the lekeach to remade it with a proper midah. And therefore one needs a t'nai, and one needs the halacha of a t'nai v'dover shebemomen t'nai kayim, in order for us to say that the meicher will no longer be mechuyav to remade it for the lekeach with a proper midah. That is a chayo, what one sees in the shita of the Arama. In our Mishnah, we learn to the following halacha. Our Mishnah says, V'chayev achriya loy tefach. Hayashoy koi ayin ba'ayin nois noy girumin. Echad la'asar balach ve'echad la'esrim biyavish. The Gemara explains, we know ani mili, amri shalkish tamarka, evan, shlema v'tzedek. And from there we learn out tzaddik mishal chavetenoi. And from this halacha of tzaddik mishal chavetenoi we learn out that there is halacha of nois noi girumin. On this we learn in our Mishnah, echad la'asar balach ve'echad la'esrim biyavish, we find that our Gemara brings down the following shayli boi luhu. Heichi Kiomer, Echame Asar Balach, Asar de Lach. Vachame Asim Yavish, Lassim de Yavish. Idome Echame Asar Lassar de Lach, Ule Asim de Yavish. And the Gemara ends off with a teiku. In the Rambam and Hochas Kaneva, Parches Halach Yigimel, the Rosh, the Ritvon Muki Yosef say, the Lalacha, since our Gemara leaves off with a teiku, for that reason he is only Mechuyiv to give Echad Midal and Meis, which as the Magen Mishnah and Ritva explain, is because we say Misafek Ma'amidim Bershos HaMeichra Mochsek, the Meichra is a Mochsek, and therefore Misafek we are not Mechayiv the Meichra to give more than Echad Midal and Meis. And so too we find in the Ramah. On the other end of the Me'iri we find that the Me'iri is Chilek, and the Me'iri says that Misafek one is Mechuyiv to Yimachmer. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in the Miri, what is Pshat in this that the Miri says, one is Mechuyiv to Yimach Mimi Safik, what happened to the rule of Amitzi Mechaviri of Araya, and the Meicher is the Mochsik. So, from the Miri of Chir, one sees the following Chiddush, that the Miri understands that this Chiv of Girumin, and the Chiv of Achra B'Makam Shenago, which is based on the Pasuk of Tzadik Mishalcha, this Chiv is not a regular Chiv Mamin. That the Meicher is Mechuyiv to the Lekeach, but rather this Chiv is Milasa de Isser, based on this, that there is Alacha to be Shoyko Kuroi, since if one is not Shoyko Kuroi, he will be Ma'aves as HaMishpat. For that reason, the Torah was Mechayiv Tzadeik Mishalcha, and the Alacha of Tzadeik Mishalcha was in order to ensure that there would not be an Evos HaMishpat. And since the Alacha of Tzadeik Mishalcha was coming to ensure that there should not be an Evos HaMishpat, for that reason we will say Safik Yisur L'chumra, and we will not be able to say Amitzi Mechaveray Olveraya. And for that reason the Miri says that Misafik one is Mechuyiv to Yimachmer. This that the other Rishonim argue, and the other Rishonim say, that we will apply the rule of Amitzi Mechaveray Olveraya, can either be explained by saying that the entire Halacha being Mishana Es Hamideh Ves Hamishkol is just the Halacha and Hochas Momen, or even if we are to say, as he mentioned before, Beshitas HaRambam, that the Isser being Mishana as HaMishkol is because one is being Ma'aves as HaMishpat, but that is only as far as being Mishana as Hamidav as HaMishkol. But as far as the Halacha of Gerumen is concerned, which is learned out from the Pasuk of Tzadik Mishalcha, that Halacha is only Halacha and Hochas Mamen, and that Halacha is only dependent upon this, that the Torah wanted to ensure that the other person would not have a chesaron, and since that halacha is only halacha mehochas mamon, for that reason we will say hamiti mechaveri ol haraya. In this mag in Esnai and Beis we find that this mag brings down to the ikar mitzvah asay of meiznei tzedek avnei tzedek eifa tzedek vehin tzedek yilachem, the halacha of tzedek mishal chavetenoi. On the other end in the chinuch we find that the Chinuch does not bring down the halacha of tzaddik mishalcha v'teinoi, together with the ikar halachis of mishkaleis. In the Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Nun Tes, we find that the Menachas Chinuch asks on the Chinuch, why didn't the Chinuch bring down the halacha of tzaddik mishalcha v'teinoi, together with the mitzvah of mishkaleis? The Menachas Chinuch answers that the reason why the Chinuch did not bring it down is because zei alfina mi parashas ki seitzei, vay mi ikar ha-pasik v'parashas kedoshim. But now one has to understand Pshat and the Smag. If so, what is Pshat in this, that the Smag brought down the Halacha of Tzadik Mishalcha V'teinoi in the Ikar Mitzvah Saseh of Meiznei Tzedek? So here from the Smag, one clearly sees that the Halacha of Tzadik Mishalcha V'teinoi is the Halacha of Meiznei Tzedek. On the other hand, the Chinuch understands that there are two separate mitzvahs. There is Halacha of Meiznei Tzedek, and then there is another Halacha of Tzadik Mishalcha V'teinoi. Based on this that we said before, one can explain that the Smag and the Chinuch are going l'shitasayu. And so too we find in the Sefer Mitzvah HaMelech, the Chinuch who understands that the Halach of Meiznei Tzedek and the Lav Loisasu Avil B'Mishpat are Halachas and Evos HaMishpat. And this, though it is Mechuyiv to be Meided with a proper Midah, is because if he is not Meided with a proper Midah, he is being Ma'aves as HaMishpat. That for that reason the Chinuch says that the Isser applies even to a Pachas Mishava Pruta. For that reason the Chinuch understands that the Halacha of Tzadik Mishalcha V'teinoi, that from there we learn now that there is a Chiv of Gerumen. The Halacha of Gerumen has nothing to do with Evos HaMishpat, but rather the Halacha of Tzadik Mishalcha V'teinoi is an entirely new Halacha. And for that reason, the chinuch does not bring down that halacha together with the halachas of being moided v'shoikel karoi. On the other hand, this magu understands that the halacha to be shoikel karoi is based on this, the one is not allowed to be mechaser es chaveroi. And for that reason, this magu understands that the halacha to be shoikel karoi and the lav of oisasu avo v'mishpat only applies to shavaputa, as we mentioned before. For that reason, the halacha of tzaddik mishal chavetenoi is part and parcel of the same halacha. That in order not to mechaser es chaveroi, there is a halacha of tzaddik mishal chavetenoi. And for that reason, there is a chiv of girumen. And for that reason, the smag brings down the halacha of tzaddik mishal chavetenoi together with the ikar mitzvah sase of moiznei tzaddik. That is a chayr pshat in the machlokes between the chinuch and the smag. So again, as we mentioned before, there is a tremendous machlokes harishenim. If the yisoid of Geruman, which is learned out from the pasuk of Tzaddik Mishal Chavetenoi, is halacha mihoches mamon, or is halacha Tzaddik Mishal Chavetenoi halacha mihoches eser? Based on this, that we said that even if we are to understand that the ikar halacha, that there is a lav of isasu avil b'mishpat, is not halacha mihoches mamon, but rather is halacha mihoches eser, that there is an eser to mishana es hamishko, since he's being ma'aves es hamishpat. But still one can say that the chiyuv girumen is a chiyuv mihoches mamon. For that reason one can say that even according to the sheet of the Rashbam that we mentioned before, that as far as the halacha vein meichin b'makim shegreichin vein greichin b'makim shemeichim, that applies even to a case that there was a mechila, but still as far as girumen, mechila will work. And one has the ability meichel girumen. And so too we find in the Marim Shik, in Chayshim Mishpat and Siman Lamed, and in the Pesachei Chayshin, Chayok Dalet, Perek Yudalet of Katan and Chav Gimel. In the Mara before in the Afbe Chas, we basically find that Ravi says as follows, Amra Ravi Kasha, Oinchen Chomida, Tiyasar, Mi Oinchen Charayas, Shezeh Nemar Bahen, Elv, Zeh Nemar Bahen Ewa. The Gemara goes on to ask, Kabirayas Nami Haksiv Ewa. Our Gemara answers by saying, Ahu Amiyute Mideis Mikares, Valmayut Fayu, which Rashbam explains to mean, Valmayut Fayu Demides, Kivan the Barayas Ika Kores, Uba the Tu Eka Kores. Our Gemara answers by saying, The Hasam Efshir Betruva, Vahacha Loy Efshir Betruva. From our Gemara one sees that there is a Chimer of Mideis over Arayas, and the Rashbam explains that really there is a Kaval Chimer from Arayas to Mides. That just like there is Kares by Arias, so too there should be Kares by Midas. Just we say in Ein Shem and Adin. But if not for in Ein Shem and Adin, Machmas the Chaymer of Midas, we can learn out Midas Mikava Chaymer from Arias. And the entire Kash of our Gemara of Mayut Fayu is only after the Miut of Midas from Kares. Now to explain the Chaymer of Midas from Arias, we find in the Netzevim Parashaski Seitzin HaMikdover, in Kapitel Chafei Pasuk Yud Zayin, the following Mahalach. The Nitziv says that the Chimer of Aveira of Mishkoles is because someone who is the Isa Mishkoles Sheker Eina Miderach HaTaiva El Chisara Nemuna Ba'Hashem Hazanam of Farnes Ba'Hashkocha Protes of Himaisov Va'Reza Migeder Aveid Zara. And for that reason, the Aveira of Mishkoles Afogav She'Eina El Anaf Me'Aveid Zara Mikomokam Uchomer Migilei Arayas, which is coming from Taiva. And the reason why Chisar Nemuna is more Chomer than an Aveira which is coming from Taiva is because something which is coming from Chisar Nemuna is Kasha L'Tshuva V'Gam Negea L'Chvoide Yisparach Shemoi. The Netziv goes on to say that based on this Mahalach, with this one can explain this that we find in the Medrash Tanchuma and Parashas Kiseitzik. And so do we find by Ramosha in Drash Moshe and Parashas Kiseitzik, that right after the Parasha Mishkolis, the Torah goes on to say, Zachar Eis Asher Asol Chalmolik Baderech Betzeischem Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down from the Medrash Tanchuma, Im Shikarta B'Midais Uv Mishkolis Havidoig Megirei Ha'oyev, Shnemer Moizne Mirma Te'avas Hashem. In other words, the Aveira Mideis or Mishkoles is Goyim for Amalek. Now, one has to understand, why is the Aveira Mideis or Mishkoles Goyim Amalek? And so too one has to understand, in Parashas Beshalach Rashi explains that Amalek came because Klal Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin. So the Netzivim and Moshe both explain that the Avera Mishkolas and this of Klal Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu is the same Avera. As Ramesha says, Amishachote b'midais of Mishkolas u'kekoyfer b'Hashem, Shmuchiyavin l'ha'amin shekoyvea lono parnoseinu b'hetzer, v'lekech la'atmi b'iser. And therefore, Moshe goes on to say that by Midas Mishkolis, which is a chana ligzol, with this that he's been making himself to be gezol, is nicker that he's been kofer bashkochas Hashem, and for that reason he is nenash with the bia of Amalek. Amalek comes for a kfir and ashkochas Hashem, just like we find that when Klal Yisrael said Ayesh Hashem b'kerbeinu. That is when Vayaveh Amalek. And that is the chimer of Midas over Mishkolis. And with this, Netziv explains Pshat, and this Dar Gemara says, the Hasam Efshir B'tshuva V'hachal Efshir B'tshuva. But our Gemara means to say that since he is Rochek Me'emuna, for that reason he is Rochek Me'tshuva. That is how the Netziv explains Pshat in our Gemara. This that the Netziv and Moshe both explain. That the Avera of Midas is a Kfira Nashkocha of Hashem. So too, we find in the Magen Mishnah in Perek Zayin Mehochas Keneva Lachir Beis that the Rambam brings down the following Lashon from the Teras Kayanim, V'chol Koyfer B'mitzvahs Midas K'Koyfer B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Magen Mishnah explains, V'inyin Zeh Maimer, Shashoyko B'midah Haseiru K'Oyver Avera B'Seiser Shadoichek Ragle Ashkina. Upirash Hamaimer Ahu Shukhefer Bashkocha, Vesuiver Shikola Begago Hayerech Voiboret Hanikris Atsada Ashola Adem Ragway Hashem, Kamishomer Vahoret Hadem Ragway, Vahino Akhefer Bemitzvah Zu. In other words, someone that's Khefer in the Mitzvah of Midas is Kakhefer in the Ashkocha of Hashem. And for that reason, we say called Khefer Bemitzvah Midas Kakhefer BTS Mitzrayim. As the Magen Mishnah goes on to say, V'yitzias Mitzrayim hoyu bo meifsim uchudoshim ve'imurim al chiddush ve'al ha'ashkocha. And therefore the Rambam goes on to say, V'chom makabal ov mitzvahs midas reizam moide v'yitzias Mitzrayim. And as the Rambam explains, Yitzias Mitzrayim was gormo v'cholat zivuyim, since the akara in the ashkocha of Hashem is a yisoid v'chol ha'tzivuyim. And therefore, kol koyfer b'mitzvahs midas, ke koyfer b'yitzias Mitzrayim, shi'tchilas hatzivui, v'chol makabal ov mitzvahs midas, v'zumayde b'yitzias Mitzrayim, shi'gor malachol hatzivuyim. Which, as the Magen Mishnah goes on to say, uvazay yiskayimu, tzivui hatera v'azarisel, vilti ken yisbatu kulan. Since the tzivuyim are dependent upon ha'akara in the ashkocha of Hashem. That is how the Magen Mishnah explains Pshat in the Rambam. According to this Malach, one can explain this that we mentioned before, that the Isser being Mishane Bamidais is not a halacha, since he's being Mechaser as Chaveroi, but rather the Isser is independent of Chisar and Chaveroi. One can explain the Isser is because with this that he's being Mishane Bamidais, he's being Kofer in the Ashkocha of Hashem, and it is the Kfir and Ashkochas Hashem that is the Isser being Mishane Bamidais. That is another mahalach with which one can explain the Isser being Mishane B'Midas. In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam explains this that our Gemara said, that Midas is a snow b'tshuva, is because Midas, since he's been Gezal Sarabim, for that reason it is Oye Efshir b'tshuva. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.